Hi.
Hey, what's up?
That's me talking to my boyfriend Pavel. What are you doing this weekend?
I do have on Saturday. I'm playing at
He and another friend have a jazz duo, and they play regularly at the West End Poetry Society at the Metro Cafe in Hartford.
Cool.
Who's reading at it?
It's Edwina Prentham, I believe, and Sean Frederick Forbes.
Wait, what? Sean Frederick Forbes?
Yeah.
You know who he is, right?
No idea.
He's Sean Forbes. He's my podcast advisor. Okay, so I had to go to this reading. Of course I did. I mean, to see my boyfriend, but mostly to see Sean. Sorry, Pavel. I had to see Sean not as just the professor, but as the poet. Sean read a poem about his grandmother. And he prefaced it with this.
Whenever she's going to the Red Lobster in particular, she will pack a switchblade, a $50 tube of Givenchy lipstick, and her rosary beads. So in one outing, she's ready for a fight, she's ready to meet a man, and she's ready to meet her maker.
After gracefully joining in on the laughter, Sean gave a slight nod, acknowledged the crowd, and he began.
Erin, 1949. Eileen in Providencia. The main road is a dirt road. From Lazy Hill to town, it's more than an hour on foot. But she refuses to ride side saddle on her brother's horse. She's wearing open-toed high heels, her thick black hairs twisted into a fat chignon. Her silky floral dress clings to her stomach. The women notice the slight bulge, anticipating the disfigurement of motherhood for her. While their husbands crave the perspiration gathering in her cleavage, she walks into the bank, her dusty suede heels sparking hard against the tiled floor, sweet and sirenic. She spends 15 minutes writing a telegram to her husband in Curaçao. She pictures him kissing his mistress and shoves the form to the clerk. He reads the line, "That barren woman will lose her scent. Stop. Come back." She sees the clerk write this down on a separate piece of paper, knowing he will give it to his wife later. She pays the fee, refuses to thank him, and slowly leaves the bank, cautious as a freed slave.
Sean's poetry flowed with familiarity. This woman, his grandmother, was he as he worded her thoughts and actions. And we were this woman for a minute, briefly transported to Providencia. How did he do this? I read poetry with this kind of clarity before, but I always assumed it was some sort of internal knowledge, that a poet could only write like this from his experience. So how could he, not a woman in dusty suede heels, not pregnant with an absent husband, not even alive in 1949, put down in words this moment so perfectly?
I used to think that I could only write about gay male writers, or I could only write about ethnic writers.
I guess I made that mistake of assuming that writer is narrator and vice versa. I've talked to professors about literature before, but I've never seen a professor do literature before, and I don't think I've ever really met an author. In class, we talk about the motives of authors or the history behind it, and we get advice to make our own writing better, but I've never heard the history behind it and known the author at the same time.